I'm going to invite some of our elders to come and prepare to serve communion. This is the family meal for believers, those who are saved by God's grace, who have acknowledged themselves as sinners, deserving of God's wrath, and cried out to Jesus alone to say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It's not what I have done. It's not what I can do. It's not my performance. It's, I'm a sinner. I got no hope. Would you forgive me? Based on what Jesus did on the cross for me. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken. We have juice that reminds us of Jesus' blood poured out as the once for all sacrifice for my sins, for your sins. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're clinging to Jesus and Jesus alone as your only hope, you're welcome to remember with us. Take bread, take juice, hold that in your hand, reflect on what he did for you. Reflect on who you are and what you deserve, and relish the grace that has been poured out at the cross, the forgiveness that he has offered to a sinner like me. Enjoy that gift as we serve you today. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks and take that together as the body. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your only Son. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of yourself, that you were willing to take my place and endure the wrath I deserve so that I could be completely forgiven, washed clean, made new. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for your work of opening blind eyes to see the light of the glory of the good news in the face of Jesus, transforming me from the inside out, making me part of your new creation. What a treasure we've been given in the gospel. We simply receive as sinners saved by grace and say thank you for a gift we will never deserve, we could never earn. But we are so grateful that you are the giver of all good things. We receive a good gift from your hand today and say thank you. Jesus' body broken for you, take and eat. Jesus' blood poured out on the cross to wash this sinner clean.